Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. A Universe from Nothing by physicist Lawrence Krauss explores one of humanity's oldest questions, why there is something rather than nothing. Written for general readers, the book argues that modern cosmology and quantum physics have reshaped what scientists mean by nothing and how a universe can emerge without a traditional external designer. Krauss blends big-picture storytelling with explanations of vacuum energy, quantum fields, cosmic inflation, and the observational discoveries that support contemporary models of the universe's history. Rather than offering a purely philosophical meditation, the book focuses on what physics can legitimately claim, where the evidence is strongest, and what remains uncertain. It also shows how scientific ideas evolve, replacing intuitive concepts with counterintuitive but testable frameworks. The result is a provocative tour through current thinking about origins, aimed at readers who enjoy science that challenges common sense while staying grounded in empirical inquiry and mathematical principles, translated into accessible language. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining nothing in modern physics. A central move in the book is to challenge the everyday meaning of nothing. In ordinary speech, nothing suggests an absolute void with no space, no time, no matter, and no laws. Modern physics uses the word differently, and Krauss emphasizes that this shift matters for the origin question. In quantum field theory, what looks like empty space is not truly empty. It is a dynamical arena filled with fields and governed by uncertainty. Even in a vacuum state, fluctuations and measurable effects can arise, and those effects are not philosophical loopholes but experimentally grounded features of nature. The book uses this to argue that if the physical vacuum is unstable or energetic, then the emergence of particles or even entire regions of spacetime is not automatically forbidden. This redefinition is not a rhetorical trick, but a reflection of how scientific models describe reality. By clarifying terms, Krauss aims to show that asking why there is something can be addressed partly by explaining how something can naturally arise from states that are as close to nothing as physics allows. Secondly, quantum fluctuations and the possibility of spontaneous creation. Krauss builds on quantum mechanics to outline how creation events can occur without a classical cause. Quantum theory permits processes that have no deterministic trigger in the familiar sense, only probabilities constrained by conservation laws and boundary conditions. The book discusses how vacuum fluctuations and tunneling can allow transient phenomena and, in some cosmological proposals, the nucleation of an entire universe. This argument relies on the idea that certain global quantities, such as total energy, may balance in a way that does not violate conservation, especially when gravitational energy is included. The point is not that anything can appear at random, but that the universe may be compatible with a beginning that does not require an external push. Krauss also links these ideas to broader research programs in quantum cosmology, where spacetime itself can be treated as subjects to quantum rules. Readers are guided through why such proposals are controversial yet scientifically meaningful, because they attempt to connect origin claims to calculable models and to observations, rather than to purely metaphysical assertions. Thirdly, inflation, expansion, and the structure of the cosmos. The book highlights cosmic inflation as a powerful explanatory framework for why the universe looks the way it does on large scales. Inflation proposes an early period of extremely rapid expansion, which can stretch tiny quantum irregularities into the seeds of galaxies, and also explain the observed larger-scale uniformity of the cosmos. Krauss uses inflation to connect origin narratives to measurable consequences, patterns in the cosmic microwave background, the distribution of matter, and the overall geometry of space. The theme is that origin questions become scientific when they leave fingerprints that can be tested. Inflation also introduces the idea that once an inflating region exists, it can generate vast amounts of space and matter-like content through field dynamics, making a small beginning compatible with a huge universe. The discussion often underscores that inflation is not a single model, but a family of models, some more plausible than others, and that debate continues about details and alternatives. Even so, inflation serves as a bridge between the micro world of quantum physics and the macro world of cosmology. Fourthly, dark energy and the reality of empty space. Another major topic is dark energy, the observed driver of the universe's accelerating expansion. Krauss uses this discovery to reinforce the message that empty space has physical properties. The acceleration implies that the vacuum behaves as if it has an energy density, influencing cosmic dynamics even where matter is sparse. This observation is crucial for the book's argument because it makes the vacuum an active participant in the story of existence, not a passive backdrop. Krauss discusses how vacuum energy fits within general relativity and how it connects to the cosmological constant idea, while also acknowledging the notorious theoretical puzzle of why the predicted vacuum energy from naive quantum calculations differs so dramatically from what is observed. This tension becomes a case study in scientific humility. Physics can describe the effect with impressive precision, yet still struggle to explain its underlying value. The presence of dark energy nonetheless supports the broader claim that what we call nothing is structured, energetic, and capable of shaping the evolution of the universe over cosmic time. Lastly, science, philosophy, and the limits of explanation. Krauss positions the book at the boundary where physics meets philosophical questions about ultimate origins. He argues that many classic metaphysical arguments rely on outdated assumptions about space, time, and causality. If time itself is part of what begins, then asking what came before may be ill-posed in the same way that asking what is north of the North Pole is ill-posed. At the same time, the book does not claim that all philosophical questions vanish. Instead, it proposes that certain versions of the question why have become more tractable because physics has supplied mechanisms and evidence. Krauss also addresses how scientific explanations differ from theological or purely philosophical explanations, emphasizing predictive power, testability, and willingness to revise. The reader is invited to consider what counts as an explanation and whether the goal is a cause, a mechanism, or a deeper set of laws. By exploring these boundaries, the book encourages critical thinking about language, assumptions, and the scope of science, while also making a bold case that modern cosmology has already moved the conversation forward. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, science enthusiasts, students entering cosmology, and anyone who enjoys big questions approached through evidence rather than tradition. It is especially valuable for readers who want a guided tour of how quantum theory, general relativity, and modern observations fit together into a plausible account of cosmic origins. The practical benefit is intellectual. It sharpens your ability to distinguish intuition from tested theory, to evaluate claims about beginnings, and to see how scientific models can answer questions once thought purely philosophical. Even if you disagree with some framing, the book can improve your scientific literacy by connecting concepts like vacuum energy and inflation to real discoveries and ongoing debates. Compared with many popular science titles that either oversimplify or avoid controversy, this one is worth buying because it directly confronts the origin question, links it to concrete physics, and shows the reader where uncertainties remain. It also stands out for presenting a clear argument about what physics can mean by nothing, pushing readers to refine their definitions rather than settle for slogans. If you would like to support Lawrence Krauss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.